Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, and including now a new radio station, Signal. We keep growing and growing and growing. It's unbelievable. It's 94.9 FM plus 100.1 FM and 100.9 FM and the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And you can also see the show, the Facebook live stream of the show, just by going to my Dimitri profile page. And it's Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, except you had a V. And make sure that it's the right one. There are a lot of people now who are copying it because the show is so popular. Look for the one with the 7,500 followers. That's me. The one that has two or three followers, that's not me. So 7,500 followers, that's the tell. That way you know it's the right one. Hi, how you doing? And you can see the show. There's not much to see. We've added something to make it more visually appealing. The Nail City Jeep Club gave me a little duck with headphones, and I have that on top of my mic thing here, whatever this mic thing is called. And I want to thank Jennifer for that, and David. They're all wonderful people, the Nail City Jeep Club, just the best. By the way, they raised more than $1,000 in just 3 hours on a Sunday afternoon. It was at Thomas Auto Center in St. C., and it was a wonderful, wonderful event. Lots of great folks, really neat vehicles. I got to tell you, their vehicles are neat. And some of them had like thousands of ducks on their dashboards. There's something about the ducks and Jeeps, a tradition that started in Canada, actually, in Ontario, where one woman put a little duck on a Jeep, and from there it just grew and grew and grew. It's the damnedest thing. It really is. All right, so there's all of that. Please share this everywhere. We had some great guests this morning. Holy cow, we've had terrific guests this morning. So now we're coming down to this segment of the show. And by the way, we've got an issue here. We got some flies. Got some flies here in the studio lobby. They're flying all over the place. It's not a goof. This is for real. I brought from home and from the garage Raid 20% more bonus flying insect. Kills flies and mosquitoes indoor, outdoor. No lingering chemical odor. Outdoor fresh scent. So I've got this, and anytime I spot a fly, and I've gotten most of them. I've been pretty good. I've gotten most of them. But every once in a while, if I see a fly in here, I don't want to break up the rhythm of the show because there's a dead one right there. Hold on. That's where it went. All right, fine. If you hear suddenly any kind of a mist, any kind of a spray like this, that's because I found another fly and I'm trying to dispatch it. So that's what this is. Try not to focus on that because it's too gross. All right. So there's that. Next, David Delk, a good lawyer. Had him on the show once a long time ago and then never came back on. I've asked him on several different times. Never came back on. I don't know what I did to this guy. I thought we had a very good discussion. It was a very good show, but I've never been able to get him back on. But he comes up with lots of really good, interesting opinions and insights. And I wanted to share this one with you. This post that he had on Facebook, I was not aware of this. The Ohio County schools. Yeah, the Ohio County schools, the ones with the terrible scores for proficiency in reading, math, and science. But they do have a great PR. I got to tell you, they've got great PR as long as you don't look too closely at their miserable proficiency scores. So the Ohio County Schools, this is David Delk's post. The Ohio County School Superintendent is flirting with arranging a partisan political rally with the socialist Bernie Sanders. Let me read this to you again, because this is really, truly outrageous, and I don't think it's getting anywhere near enough exposure. I'd have David Delk on, but he doesn't want to come on. I don't know what I ever did to this guy. I really don't know. But he's making a very good point here, so I want to share this with you. The Ohio County School Superintendent is flirting with arranging a partisan political rally with the socialist United States Senator Bernie Sanders, a socialist in our public schools. I guess they're trying to make it official now. He's quoting Dr. Miller, who is the superintendent of the Ohio County Schools. If that does come to fruition and we move forward, we will let the board know when and where that will happen. End quote. That's Dr. Miller. David Delk writes, apparently it's her call to use public school buildings for partisan political purposes of her choosing. It's a very good point. He continues, this is a bad idea. Why does the Ohio County School Superintendent think it's appropriate to hold a partisan political rally at one of our schools whose mortgages are literally being paid by the taxpayers of Ohio County? A public school should not be used for political rallies of any sort. The fact that Dr. Miller would even consider this a good idea speaks to a lack of common sense and understanding of the state's ethics policies for government employees. Bravo, David Delk. Bravo. 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 It's unbelievable to me. This can't be. Apparently it is. The Ohio County Schools Board is either so inept or so weak or so politically corrupted that it's got no problem. Apparently it's got no problem with this. How can the superintendent of any school district say, hey, you know, we're going to hold a political rally here, public school supported by taxpayers, for any candidate, let alone a socialist, an unapologetic socialist who hates Israel, by the way. This is incomprehensible to me. I would not be surprised if the head of the teachers union, the boss, Jenny Craig, is behind all of this, because my sources tell me she is a hardcore militant socialist who loves Bernie Sanders and anyone in the far, 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 far left. Do not be surprised when you pull back the curtain and you rip off the scab if Jenny Craig is at the heart of this thing with her political agenda. I do not have any smoking gun evidence. Got to be fair. Do not have any smoking gun evidence. But I would bet you your last dollar that it's not even Dr. Miller. It's actually Jenny Craig doing this. But the school board, how can you possibly even allow this, to this even being considered? How can you even allow this to be considered? If you want to understand how the indoctrination is working of our children in public schools, Ohio County Schools, there it is. There it is. They indoctrinate them. They try to change their minds. They have, you know, flags all over the place, LGBTQ plus, you know, whatever, then trans flags and this, that, and the other. The boss of the teachers union, Jenny Craig, hates this country. So much so that for Columbus, she hates Christopher Columbus. She hates Columbus Day. She absolutely hates. I've had people send me stuff about how much she hates Christopher Columbus. Hating Christopher Columbus Day is really making a statement that you hate America. And you hate all the Italians who did so much to make this country great. That's Jenny Craig, the boss of the teachers union. Hardcore leftist militant. And now they're just kind of making it official. It's like, well, you know, we've convinced the kids, we've brainwashed them. So now let's have Bernie Sanders in here. Let's have here in the heart of MAGA Nation, let's have Bernie Sanders here, public school building, do a political rally. If you're wondering why Johnny can't read or do math or do science with the Ohio County Schools, you might want to start right here with a superintendent who either is so brazen or so clueless that she would even consider having Bernie Sanders here, a political rally with a hardcore militant, Antifa, Black Lives Matters, and transgender, this at the school, a public building, is incomprehensible to me. And the school board apparently has no problem with this. I didn't see a whole lot of commentary in the community about this. I don't know if the newspaper even covered this. Maybe it did. That I don't know. I don't recall anything on the TV stations about this. But if you would ask, do like man on the street interviews, the way TV stations used to do it, so they would actually know what the public would think about this, that, or the other, I'm sure the vast majority of people would be outraged over this. Would be as outraged as I am, would be as outraged as David Delk. This is unbelievable to me. A superintendent can say, you know, let's have some radical Marxist leftist do a public event here, a rally at our school. Who's next? AOC? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Have her do a rally there? For that, I would show up because she is hot. I will give her that. I would show up. If they would allow me in. Oh, that's right. That's the other thing. They probably wouldn't even allow me in because it's me. But AOC? What about that idiot from Texas, that Crockett, Jasmine Crockett woman? What about that insane Palestinian from Michigan who hates Israel so much? What about her? What about that Somali woman who married her brother? What about her? Ohio County Public Schools. Hello? Is anybody paying attention here?